And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is the examined life. Remember, it was Socrates who said the unexamined life is not worth living. All three of my guests have examined aspects of their life, and they're telling us about it. My first guest examined our future lives by talking to thought leaders in science, technology, nanotechnology, and philosophy. He came away from those discussions with an optimistic point of view, and he writes about it in his latest book, An Optimist's Tour of the Future. My second guest has led an extraordinary life. He examined his life and his experiences with us from his memoir, My Odyssey. My next guest was a shaman in training with Carlos Castaneda. He will reflect upon his experiences with Castaneda and muse over philosophy from his latest book, The Art of Navigation. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Felix Wolf is an author, teacher, transformational healer with academic degrees in cognitive psychology and oriental medicine. While on a two-year writing retreat in Sri Lanka, he found himself unexpectedly initiated into the mythological world of anthropologist and shaman Carlos Castaneda. This initiation led him to a three-year apprenticeship, during which he translated some of Castaneda's writings into German and served as his simultaneous translator at public talks and seminars. In 2003, Wolf was featured in a documentary about Castaneda, which was titled The Enigma of a Sorcerer. Felix Wolf is an avid, lucid dreamer and visionary, deeply engaged in furthering the process of our collective awakening. He was born in Germany, now lives in Honolulu, Hawaii with his wife. Welcome to the show, Felix. How are you today?
Thanks for having me, Bill. Aloha from Hawaii.
Aloha, and thank you for being our guest here on the book. Now, the book is titled The Art of Navigation. It's the subtitle there that you mentioned, Carlos Castaneda. So for my listeners who may not know, who is Carlos Castaneda and what is Carlos Castaneda's legacy?
Well, let me try to be concise with this. Carlos Castaneda was a very popular. He's an author. He was very popular in the 70s and 80s. He wrote about 12 books and sold over 10 million copies. Was translated into 17 languages. He was an anthropologist at UCLA in Los Angeles, and he during his PhD work, his dissertation, he met a Native American shaman. He called him Don Juan Matus, and Castaneda became his apprentice. And it was not what we normally think of shamanism. It was no supernatural powers or evil curses or things like that. It was a very sophisticated form of shamanism that had a lot to do with manipulation of perception and the intricacies of perception and awareness. And, that was... he died in 1998, and I had the great fortune of spending about 3.5 years with him as an apprentice, and he influenced my life like no one else.
Well, Felix, you are that link to history, and that's why we're having you on the show as a thought leader and that also that link to history. But you really understate Carlos Castaneda's real influence, I think, in the world today. In what ways would you call him the founder of the New Age movement?
Well, it was actually the Time magazine in a cover story in 1972 that called him the godfather of the New Age movement. And I think that's a really good point, because before him, let's say if you just look at literature and thought, like common thought in terms of New Age, before him there was hardly anything. And after him, many people, including Dr. Wayne Dyer or the Four Agreements and a lot of all these warriors and warrior philosophies and urban shaman and all these books and the whole wave of Native American and warrior path philosophy and other New Age strands came all out of Castaneda's work.
All right. Well, a central theme for his work was intent, that willful creative intelligence that is both personal and universal. Now, in America, we really stress individualism, as you know. So how can intelligence be both individual and universal at the same time?
Well, this is kind of the That's kind of the decisive point in even understanding the art of navigation. Because if we hold and if we understand or are convinced that there is only individual intelligence and nothing beyond that, then the art of navigation is not for us. You know, because my understanding was, and I actually come from a rather skeptical and scientific background, and for me it was kind of, in the beginning it was difficult to switch over to allow life itself to be not only conscious but also intelligent and me being able to communicate with it, which is the essence of navigation. So an intent to link back, intent is something actually quite difficult to understand. Intent is not a volition. It's not like I want something. You know, it's more like our innermost beliefs, our convictions that create our reality. So intent or intention or intentionality is something very, very fundamental and very basic. And I understand, and many understand, that this is at the same time individual but also universal, meaning there is a universal intent. Maybe some would call it the evolutionary dynamic. You know, there is obviously something we can see in nature. There is a direction. It doesn't seem arbitrary or chaotic. So there is an intelligence. Also, the intelligence that created our body, all our body's complex functioning. And then there is an intelligence that is more individualized, that we all know, our very own intelligence. But there must be a link. There must be a connection. It should ideally work harmoniously, and that, again, that is kind of the baseline for the art of navigation.
All right, we are talking to Felix Wolf, author of the book The Art of Navigation: Travels with Carlos Castaneda and Beyond. And Felix, I want to drill down on that point just a little bit more if I can, because I do understand what you're saying, that there's individual intelligence and then there's this universal intelligence. But by ascribing a universal intelligence, aren't you really just saying that everything is predetermined, that this universal intelligence helps to guide our individual intelligence down a path that is predetermined?
Well, yes, and no. I think there is some influence we have, you know. But ultimately, well, that's kind of far out or sort of comes really late in one's spiritual awakening. But ultimately, there isn't too much of individual choices, really, as far as I have learned, as I have understood. There is... I don't like the word predetermined either, because it feels like, and it's like the play is such that we feel like making choices and enjoy like making choices. But if there really are choices the way we feel there are, I do not think so. The real choice we have, or the opening we have, is to realize who we really are. And that definitely fits into the theme of your show today. I mean, in terms of self-examination, the real choice the real opening we have is to awaken to our essential nature. But other than that, I think we way overestimate the choices we have.
All right, we're talking to Felix Wolf, everybody, about his book, The Art of Navigation. And Felix, some of my listeners are going, oh my gosh, they've gone off the deep end and I'm not getting what they're saying here. So I want to ask you to bring it back to reality just a little bit and differentiate between these two statements for my listeners. And these are the two fundamental approaches to examining one's life. The first one is, what do I want to do with my life? How do I get the most out of my life? And the other statement is, what does life want me to do, and how can I find out what life wants me to do? Differentiate between those two philosophies.
Well, this is one of the first, in the first paragraph of my introduction to the book, because I felt that this characterizes the easiest and most intuitively what I mean by the art of navigation. If I'm coming from the point that I can do something with my life, I can get the best out of life, or like any other similar question goes, then I treat life a little bit like an object, and then I have to go forward with strategically and with just mind based and thought based. If I ask the other question, what does life want me to do and how can I find out, then I would only succeed in solving this riddle by navigating, by constantly being alert and aware and open and try to find out what life wants me to do and go about that.
All right, Felix. Well, let's get personal for a minute, if we can. This is a story that you have in your book. I think it's towards the end of the book. You have an interesting story about navigation in your own personal life regarding motorcycles and the decision that you and your wife made to own two motorcycles in Missoula, Montana. Mm-hmm. So tell us the story and explain how it exemplifies the art of navigation for you.
Well, I've been navigating since 30 years, and I basically, in short, I mean, many of these things that deserve a little bit of longer explanation, but in short, I don't do any decision if I don't feel it's supported. I don't go with the head to the wall, and especially with buying motorcycles, since my father and my grandfather died in a motorcycle accident, and I know how my mother feels about it. I would not have bought a motorcycle if it wouldn't have come with a whole bunch of synchronicities. I mean, it was just so much in my face that I couldn't resist to buy a motorcycle. And then, interestingly, the same happened for Camilla, my wife, and so we ended up with two motorcycles and riding around Montana and Canada. I didn't really question it much. It just I felt that maybe it was very helpful, because to ride a motorcycle, you have to be constantly alert. I mean, there's no daydreaming, no autopilot, and at the time that was very important for me to really kind of cut that last corner and just get out of any form of autopilot and daydreaming into complete awareness. I mean, every minute of your waking hour, just being totally present. And motorcycling, particularly in these areas where so much wildlife is constantly jumping out of the bush and the ditches, that was very, very helpful.
All right, we're talking to Felix Wolf, everybody. The book, The Art of Navigation. Felix, I'm going to change gears on you completely and go different direction here. Valentine's Day is approaching, and people the world over are looking for love on that particular day. So what are the five skills to concentrate on to find love on Valentine's Day, the skills that you get out of The Art of Navigation?
Well, I think navigating life is actually very, very good strategy, if you want, so for relationships and love, because navigating life means living from the heart rather than from the mind. And in terms of just supercharging your navigational skills or experience, there is five skills that help with that. One is cultivating intent, like we mentioned earlier, really going into exploring and cultivating our intent, trying to find out what we really want, and not just thinking of like an attractive partner or a wealthy partner, but just visualizing, imagining like scenes of romance and love and understanding and friendship. And then the next step, element is enthusiasm and passion, trying to work with maybe with a white sheet of paper, trying to write down what makes us really excited, what gets our heart going, so we energize our intent. The next element is perseverance, patience, which deserves sort of a special attention if we really want to navigate, because things don't go usually as fast as we expect or want them to go. The fourth element I call impeccability. That's kind of a no-brainer. If you don't do the best in any given situation, you might fool yourself. You might interpret navigational input like signs, omens, synchronicities, sort of along your wishful thinking instead of being honest with yourself. And the fifth element is simply presence, awareness, alertness. Because if you're not present, then you don't see anything what the universe is trying to guide you towards.
All right, we're talking to Felix Wolf, everybody. And Felix, you're a world traveler, Sri Lanka, Europe, the United States. You now live in Hawaii. What is it about Hawaii that drew you to it compared to these other places you've lived in the world?
Well, I mean, honestly, we've been navigating here just like everywhere else, and I feel very fortunate that we didn't navigate to, I don't know, northern Alaska, for example. But quite frankly, I just told a friend, this is my 29th residence, I mean legal residence, since I left my parents' house many years ago, and it's the best, simply the best. I mean, I hope you're not too many people hearing that, But Hawaii is just simply the best, all things considered.
Well, we're here in Ventura County. You're not going to have a stampede of people leaving Ventura County for Hawaii, so don't worry about that. We're talking to Felix Wolf, everybody, The Art of Navigation. And, Felix, what did you get out of writing The Art of Navigation?
Actually, it was a very important and very powerful process, sitting over 2 years over this project, not only trying to do justice to this enigma that was Carlos Castaneda, but also, how shall I say, all the different strands of my life, all the different directions, kind of weaving them together into one single strand. It was an incredibly interesting experience. I recommend anyone, it doesn't have to be a big book or even if it's not being published, but to kind of sit down and kind of try to see what's been driving me and kind of taking a good look at different aspects of my life and kind of tying it all together was very, very powerful. And I'm still kind of moving with the momentum that came out of it.
All right. Is there a future book in the works right now that's going to be a follow-up?
I'm over a book right now. The working title is The Fundamentals of Navigating Life. I don't know how the final title will be. But I want to go more in-depth, trying to help people to supercharge their navigational experience, you know, if you want. Because most everybody is familiar with synchronicity, signs, omens, hunches, intuition, and loves it. But very few people want to hand over their life into this kind of, approach. And I feel with all the experience I have that I can maybe ease that hesitation out.
All right. We have been talking to Felix Wolf, everybody, author of the book, The Art of Navigation, Travels with Carlos Castaneda and Beyond. And, Felix, if people like the sound of your voice, like what you're saying, want to learn more about you, maybe learn more about the book, learn more about Carlos Castaneda from somebody who knew him, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
The best is my website. There's a lot of information on the art of navigation. theartofnavigation.com, and also the book is on Amazon, and there is some more information on my author's page there.
That is great, theartofnavigation.com. Felix, thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much, Bill. You have a good day.
And you too. Take care.